Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
An Erio's original.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers, the podcast where we do a deep dive into the weirdest, strangest, and most mysterious corners of the internet. We're called Web Crawlers because we are a podcast about interesting things we looked up on the web. I'm Allie Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Stetton. That's great.
Thank you.
Great intro.
Yeah, I told you I mixed it up a little bit today. We have a Patreon where you can get access to free episodes, merchandise discounts, and fun bonus episodes and activities. You can join for as little as $2 a month by going to patreon.com/webcrawlers. Melissa, who are our patrons for this week?
We have Steven and Amber.
Oh, that sounds
Steven,
like...
Steven Tyler and Amber Heard.
Amber Heard, who I actually read the other day, she moved to like Madrid or something.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it was like...
Get
Amber
out of town
Heard,
for a while.
Yeah. Amber Heard says she's fluent in Spanish as she's moved to Madrid. And I was like, yeah, you should...
Yeah,
that
great.
makes sense to me. We're a pro Amber podcast. We're probably gonna like lose 1,000 followers.
Fuck
now.
You and your.
I know.
I love Johnny Depp.
Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Call into our hotline and leave a voicemail if you'd like to be on our mailbag episodes. Leave a message about something we've discussed in an episode. Tell us a secret, a story, whatever you'd like. The number is 626-604-6262. All right. I'm so excited for today's episode. We all know we're so excited. The Barbie movie is coming out soon.
Yes. It looks so good.
Yes. So I thought I would do an episode on the history of Barbie. The reason I thought of this episode, actually, is because yesterday I was in Target with my boyfriend. And
Ooh.
They have like, not to brag, but they have a whole Barbie clothing section.
Oh,
and they had
yeah,
like the cutest little set. It was terry cloth pink shorts and a terry cloth pink shirt, like polo shirt. And it said Barbie on the shorts and the shirt and the cute pink Barbie letters.
Did you get it?
I was like, I'm going to get that. I'm sorry. I didn't due to my boyfriend's face looking back at me. But he said to me, did you know my mom went to school with Barbie? And I said,
huh?
The doll? Like, what are you? I don't understand what you're saying to me. What I found out is that Barbie is named after the creator of Barbie's daughter, and Ken is named after her son.
Oh, and so, wait. So they're brother and sister?
Yeah, they're brother. Well, the dolls are boyfriend, girlfriend, but they're named after a brother and sister, which. You know, I love
Twist.
Myself a little brother and sister flirtation. But this is the text that he sent me, that his mom sent him. She wrote, my parents and Ruth and Elliot Handler, who owned Mattel Toy Company, were two of the families that started Temple Isaiah. So Ruth and Elliot Handler were a Jewish couple who moved to Los Angeles. I believe it was like in 1930. We'll get into it, though. They had two kids, Barbara and Ken, and we went to Sunday school with them at the Temple. So that's how my boyfriend's mom knows them. Ruth invented the Barbie doll and later the Ken doll. She created Mattel. And then this is where it becomes a mom text. I actually have a Barbie doll collection with some in their original boxes that have never been removed from their boxes. We were not close friends with the Handlers or their kids. The Barbie doll had not been invented until 1958, and by then I was in my teens. I'm researching Barbara Handler, and I see she's married to someone named Alan Siegel. Is she related to Allie?
Spelled S-E-G-A-L.
Yeah, it's like not spelled the same. All right, so...
Well, are you?
I don't... We'll see. I'll have to check my 23andMe. So, who is Barbie?
Who is
she? Teen model... Doctor, astronaut,
wow,
six-time presidential candidate.
Excuse me?
Chaotic March Pisces, owner of over 40 pets in a dream house.
Is she you?
Yes. Chief of police, a capitalist dream and nightmare. Let's get into her origins. A lot of sources that I'll cite throughout this, but I watched the documentary Tiny Shoulders Rethinking Barbie on Hulu, which is about when they created the curvy Barbie and the uproar around that.
Oh.
And also The Toys That Made Us on Netflix is an amazing episode on Barbie. And a lot of the information in this episode today came from that. I didn't know this, but the origins of Barbie literally knocked me flat on my ass.
Whoa.
I was so excited
that you fell off your couch.
I fell off my couch and said, whoa, because Barbie to me is a little bit of a square, you know?
Yes.
She's a little bit of a nerd to me.
She's a overachiever.
Yeah, she's an overachiever. She's not a bimbo. And, you know, no. The only women I really like are bimbos.
Exactly.
But turns out Barbie is modeled after a bimbo. She's modeled after a German cartoon and then doll who is actually a blonde escort and sugar baby.
What?
Yes. And this was a cartoon and doll named Build Lily.
Was the cartoon about her being a sugar baby?
Yes. It was about her adventures as an escort.
In Germany.
In Germany.
Wow. So, this was back in like the 50s?
Yeah. So Build, we'll get into like the history of it. It was in, 1952. So this is from... a website called hobbylark.com. But in 1952, a guy named Reinhard Büthien had been hired by a company called Axel Springer to draw a one-panel comic for their tabloid Build. And it was a nationalist and conservative tabloid that needed a cartoon. So he created a post-war gold-digging buxom broad.
Whoa.
And she was sexy and sassy and blonde, wore lots of makeup. She had a lot of male suitors. There's one cartoon where she was walking down the street in a bikini.
Okay.
And she was stopped by a police officer who's told her, ma'am, it's illegal to be in a two-piece bathing suit on the street.
Is it?
And Build Lily replied, oh, well, which part do you think I should take off?
Oh, my. So she's hilarious, too.
Yeah, she's a hilarious bimbo.
I love this lady.
Yeah, sex positive bimbo. So I guess she was marketed towards men at first.
What?
Well, yeah, the cartoon, and then eventually made into a doll because the cartoon got so
popular.
Oh,
the cartoon was popular with dudes.
But then, honestly, the doll. So the doll was initially sold in bars.
What?
And men would buy the dolls and hang them in their car mirrors. And
okay.
It was kind of like how dudes like Jessica Rabbit.
Okay, yeah.
I think sense. It was like that kind of yeah. weird thing. And then I guess men started buying the Build Lily doll for their girlfriends when they started dating to symbolize.
You should be a little bit more like Build Lily.
Yes. Yeah.
You know who doesn't do that? Build Lily.
Yeah. It was honestly to symbolize that their relationship was just going to be sexual in nature.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, I just want you to know that this is a Build Lily kind of thing.
That's really funny.
Yes. But then, as time went on, Build Lily became representative of like femininity or the feminist movement and sexual liberation. And women started really loving Build Lily.
Oh, okay.
Also, because she was really confident and secure with herself, and she wore great clothing and had awesome makeup. So then women started buying Build Lily too.
Sure.
Just remember that.
I wonder if my grandma ever bought her.
Oh, because you're from Germany.
What accent is that?
Oh.
Oh. You're from Germany.
You're from Germany, huh?
Yes, German.
I am 16 going on 17. So now let's go into the history of Barbie, and you'll see how it ties back into Build Lily. Ruth Handler and her husband, Elliot Handler, they have two kids, Barbara and Ken.
Who went to school with your boyfriend's mom.
Who went to school with my boyfriend's mom.
Is she from LA?
Yeah. And oddly enough, she went to the same school at USC as I did, the Rossi School of Education.
Oh.
Isn't that a small world?
I bet she loves you.
They always end up dating their moms. So it's true. They moved to Los Angeles in 1930, and they developed Mattel Toy Company. Ruth did the business and the marketing, and Elliot did more of the creative. Their first toys were marketed for boys. Like, they did a fake machine gun cap gun.
Cool.
Cool. The first toy guns for boys, like, only fired one.
Mm-hmm.
So they made a gun that fired, like, a whole bunch of rounds.
Cool.
Great. So she noticed that her son had lots of toys to play with. You know, he could be a cowboy or a doctor or the president, and there was lots of costumes that he could put on and things like that. But her daughter only had one type of toy, and it was just a baby doll. And, you know, she could like hold it and change the diapers and feed it. But the only toys for girls at that time were toys that would teach them how to be moms.
Cool.
And caretakers.
Yeah.
So Ruth and her daughter end up taking a trip to Switzerland for fun. And that's where Ruth first encounters the Build Lily doll. And she's like, interesting. It would be interesting if young girls had a doll that could show them what they might be like when they're older.
Yeah.
Because young girls kind of idolize and get excited about what their teens might be like and, you know, dating and fashion and high school and things like that. I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I was like so excited to get my period and get boobs. Like, I thought it'd be the most exciting thing in the world. I was like counting down the days to get my period. So... Now it's the worst thing that's ever happened.
Yeah, now it's the worst thing that's ever happened in my life.
It's truly death. But, and same with boobs, to be honest. But she was like, there could be a market for this, and this doesn't exist. So she brought it back, and she hired this guy, Jack Ryan, who joined Mattel in 1955. He was the head of research and development. He actually, his first job was helping design missiles for Raytheon.
Uh-oh.
Who you might remember from our Elisa Lam episode.
First episode.
Our first episode, Elisa Lam believed that Raytheon was creating invisibility cloaks.
Mm-hmm.
So
put that
again,
in your
it all
brain
comes
hole.
Together. So keep that in
whatever
mind.
Whatever that means.
Yeah. We won't return back to that, but just keep it in mind. So she, and this ends up fucking Ruth over, but she agrees to give Jack a small royalty for every Barbie they end up selling.
Oh.
So she doesn't think Barbie's going to be that huge a deal.
Oh.
So she's like, you can get, you know, whatever percent of every Barbie we sell. So it's like, oh, fuck. So Jack loves the idea of creating the perfect woman. That is pretty exciting for a man. So they work together to create Barbie. When Ruth and Jack first introduce Barbie to Mattel, everyone says no, including her husband, Elliot. They're like, what are we going to do with a doll with boobs? This is so weird. Like, I don't understand how we're going to market this. Who's going to use this? Like, who is this for? But the point is, like I said, little girls want a toy like this. And it doesn't exist on the market yet. They take it to the first big toy fair and it flops.
Oh,
because
no.
Most of the people at this toy fair and in advertising and merchandising and buying are all men, and men don't understand this.
Right.
I thought this was very interesting. So Ruth brought in Viennese psychoanalyst Ernst Dichter, who was also known as the manipulator, to help with marketing. They create a lot of focus groups with parents and their kids, and they give them Barbie, and Ernst just watches them play and listens to the conversations. A whole bunch of the parents think, you know, Barbie's too sexual, and they're like, I don't want my kid to play with Barbie. The boobs are weird. I don't like it. But then one mom has a girl who's a little bit of a tomboy, I guess, who isn't. The documentary says she's not very put together, this girl, who in the 50s, it's important for, you know, this is something families like, is for kids to be put together. And this little girl apparently says, oh my gosh, look how well-groomed Barbie is.
Oh.
And so Ernst is like, okay, this is our in. Our angle will be that Barbie is the perfect vision of femininity and class and elegance, and young girls can mold themselves into that so that they can get married and get careers of their choice.
Cool.
And And that's how we'll get the parents to buy Barbies for them. Because at first,
like,
parents were just seeing
strive for and inspiration.
Because at first, parents were just seeing Barbies as overtly sexual.
Just boobs.
Yeah, they were like, I don't get this. But now it was just, your girls can become Barbie when they're older. The first commercials for Barbie featured Barbie in a wedding gown.
Oh.
To reaffirm to mothers that the long game here was your girls could get married at some point if they just act like Barbie.
Wow.
Which was a very 50s ideal.
Yes.
So then Jack Ryan turns out to be more like Whack Ryan.
Oh no, what happened?
Jack got a percentage of every Barbie sold, so he became very, very, very wealthy.
Do you know what the percentage was? Does it say?
Let me see. It didn't say in the documentary.
1% or is it like 30%? Wait, I don't know if you talk about this, but I googled Jack Ryan and something crazy comes up.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, a lot of crazy stuff might come up.
Oh, his contract gave him 1.5% royalty on all toys he designed. Even if it is 1%, it's still, they're selling millions.
It's Barbie. So. They sell like 3 billion Barbies a year.
Okay.
He gets super rich and he becomes a playboy. Huge Hollywood parties. He had the second largest house in Bel Air. I imagine the first is a Playboy Mansion. Wow. And he renovated it to become a castle with a moat.
I mean, kind
Which
of my
I
dream.
Get entirely.
Just have like a lazy river around your house.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love that.
He also, his car was a fire truck. And he would just drive around in this fire truck and everyone loved it.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love Jack Ryan. He was married 5 times.
Of course.
One time was to Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Oh!
Yeah. Allegedly had a sex addiction issue and he had a sex dungeon in his house. This is one of the creators of Barbie. He was also an alcoholic who did a lot of cocaine, and apparently this led him to be hugely paranoid. Ruth Handler hated him because of all this. She was just bleeding money. All he really did was just create, you know, this one Barbie right. and a few toys, and then didn't do anything really else. So eventually they settled, Ryan and Mattel, and just he got like a one lump sum payment of $10 million.
Do you talk about the thing with his daughter?
No, what happened with his daughter?
That's what I Googled.
What happened with
Barbie creator Jack Ryan once held his own daughter hostage in a police standoff.
Okay, no, I did not come across that. Tell what happened there.
He was drinking and doing drugs, cocaine. He thought people were after him. He claimed that people were moving the walls. yeah, he held his daughter hostage. Her father was planning to blow up the castle. There was a SWAT team there. He was holding a gun.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well,
that's crazy. That's
he ended up taking his own life.
Oh, yeah. Cocaine.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. It's alcohol, cocaine, and castles with moats are not a good combination.
Not a good combo. You can only have two of the three.
Yeah, you can't. The three is the deadly combination. That creator of Barbie had a very tumultuous run for it. Ruth Handler was diagnosed with breast cancer in 1970, and she had a mastectomy, and she had, this was kind of interesting, I didn't know about this, she had a lot of problems finding like a good breast prosthesis, and I guess she didn't want to get implants. She just wanted a breast prosthesis. So she decided to make her own.
Oh.
And she created a company called Ruthon Corp, where she manufactured more realistic versions of a woman's breast called Nearly Me.
Oh. So and you can just, like, I guess, wear it and then take it off.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I guess it became really popular, and Betty Ford had one.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's neat.
So that was great, but then things get a little dicey for Ruth. In the 70s, stock in Barbies and sales start going way down. Because in the 70s, it starts being the feminist movement.
Right.
Women's liberation. Mm-hmm. And Barbie isn't the most empowering doll for women. In fact, some of Barbie's slogans are like, oh, we'll get into it, but, you know, math is hard, and if you want to lose weight, don't eat. And that, literally, I think we've said both those things this week. And so they weren't getting a lot of sales in the 70s.
Right.
So Ruth decides to cook the books.
Ruth?
Ruth. What she did, which I thought was really interesting, is she would get, Mattel also did Hot Wheels. So, Mattel does tons of toys. So what she did was, I guess she would take a truck and fill it with Hot Wheels. And then she would have it leave the company, I guess, or the warehouse.
Warehouse?
Yeah, the factory. As soon as it came back in, it would be, I don't know. I'm not explaining this right. But as soon as it came back in, it would, or no, as soon as it left, it would be a shipment or something. So
right.
It would be counting as like
sales
or something. I don't know. She cooked it that way somehow.
But creating fake sales.
Yeah, she created fake sales using Hot Wheels, basically summarizing it.
I mean, they're tiny. You can hide them a lot of places.
Exactly. So she was charged by the SEC. She pleaded no contest. She was fined $57,000. She had to do 2,500 hours of community service, and she resigned from Mattel.
Okay.
Yeah. And she passed away in 2002.
Oh, R.I.P.
R.I.P. So Barbie had some incredible costume makers. The costumes were almost as important as the Barbie itself. They called it the razor blade theory. You make the razor cheap, but the razor blade's expensive.
Oh my God. That's what they're doing to us.
Yes. So it was the same thing with Barbie and her clothing. And actually, that's why her body was designed so oddly, because she's basically a clothing hanger.
Yeah, you can't just put any doll clothes on her. You have to buy fucking Barbie clothes.
Yes. And so that's why her neck was so long and her waist is so small mm-hmm. and things like that. It's because it was to specially fit these doll clothes right. on her. And there's tons of very famous designers who designed Oscar de la Renta.
Designed Barbie clothes?
Designed Barbie clothes in the 80s and in 1998. Bob Mackey.
Oh.
Yeah. Designed. And someone named Billy Boy.
Billy Boy. Yeah.
Who everyone seemed very
Billy Boy
excited
Couture.
About. Yeah. Billy Boy. Charlotte Johnson was Barbie's first designer. And Barbie's hands were actually modeled after her.
Her hands? Doesn't she have like extremely long?
Which I thought was interesting.
Long.
It's just like long fingers. They wanted her to be delicate. And actually, if you look at pictures of Charlotte Johnson, she does have long fingers. She does have weird long hands.
Goog.
Yeah. If you're into hand stuff, give Charlotte Johnson a goog. So who is Barbie? Barbie's full name, and this is from the Barbie website and Wikipedia. Barbie's full name is Barbara Millicent Roberts.
Oof.
Just, yeah. What a swear. Nerd. It's just like a Rachel and Raquel. Her parents are George and Margaret Roberts from the fictional town of Willows, Wisconsin.
Oh, I didn't know that she had like a fictional place where she was from.
Well, she has a whole backstory because there's Random House books about her. And then there's all those weird ass cartoon TV shows.
Oh.
That are on like Netflix and stuff. Yeah. And like web series about her.
Huh.
So she attended Willows High School. And that's the thing is all the stories conflict.
Oh, no.
So there's like 15 different backstories. She also attended Manhattan International High School in New York City.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's like depending which right. Barbie they wanted to tell the backstory of, because there's so many different types of Barbies.
Yeah.
She had an on and off romantic relationship with Ken.
Her brother.
Her brother, otherwise known as Kenneth Carson. He first appeared in 1961, March 11, 1961. Barbie was March 9, so they're both Pisces. And also March 9 is my birthday, which is exciting.
Which is the least surprising thing I have ever heard.
I know, at the same birthday as Barbie. In 2004, Barbie and Ken split up. But don't worry.
What?
In 2006, they got back together.
Okay.
And then it seems like they also broke up again. But then in 2011, they reunited again on
this
Valentine's Day.
It's like a very problematic relationship. They
What's
don't
even
have
more
to be
problematic?
Together. They don't
yeah.
have to be together.
But she also had another boyfriend in the meantime.
Oh, right.
God, what was his name? I had it.
I feel like, yeah, I remember that from like the cartoons or something.
Hold on, I have it.
Didn't
somewhere.
He have like brown hair?
Yeah, he was like a surfer or something.
Yeah.
His name starts with a B. I know it. Where are you? Blaine.
Blaine.
He's Australian.
Oh, Blaine. Yeah. Blaine from Set.
Yeah. She had an affair with an Australian surfer.
That's what happens. They went on
that's
vacation.
That's always what happens.
A surf instructor. That always happens.
Yeah. She needed a little taste. So, and also Ken and Barbie, there's like 15 different ways that they met. The one story is that they met on the set of a television commercial together. So I guess at one point they're both actors and actresses.
Okay.
A blog called Barbie Draw My Life, which I guess Barbie released.
She had her own blog. She was a blogger.
Yeah. It says that Barbie and Ken, that they met in Malibu when she moved to Malibu when she was 8.
Malibu Barbie. She had that
yeah,
car.
And that they were neighbors and they became friends.
Okay.
And that's how they met and then I guess ended up dating.
Cool.
But it says that Ken, in the 2020 movie Barbie Princess Adventure, Ken was unable to confess his feelings to her. So it was like an unrequited love kind of thing.
Okay, Ken.
Yeah. So Barbie has over 40 pets, including cats and dogs. She's a real Paris Hilton. Cats, dogs, horses, a panda, a lion cub, a zebra.
Where does she live? Does she live on a farm?
She lives everywhere.
Okay.
She lives everywhere. She is everyone. She hears everything.
Okay.
She has a pink beetle, a Corvette, a trailer, a Jeep.
Oh, Barbie Jeep. I remember
she has
that.
A pilot's license.
Oh.
She operates several commercial airlines, but she's also a flight attendant.
She's a flight attendant on the flights that she's flying.
Yeah, she's in NASCAR. She's an astronaut. She actually went to the moon 4 years before
Neil Armstrong.
What's his face did?
Buzz
Neil
Aldrin?
Armstrong did. Yeah, whoever went to the moon.
So she went there before. Wow.
Yeah, and she I guess she's run for president several times on right. an all female ticket, which is exciting.
Who was her vice president? Her sister? Stacy?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe her skipper, like Midge or something.
Midge?
Skipper's her sister.
Who's Midge?
Midge is her ugly best friend who got discontinued.
Oh, no.
And we'll get into that. Don't you worry.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Three years after Barbie was introduced, they introduced Midge. Everyone was saying that Barbie looked too mature.
Okay.
So they gave her a best friend, Midge, who is more obviously a teen. And Midge was introduced at the same time as Skipper, who's Barbie's sister.
Okay.
Midge was redheaded with freckles because she obviously couldn't overshadow Barbie attractiveness. Midge also had a boyfriend named Alan, who was also a redhead, because apparently redheads have to date redheads.
Mm-hmm.
And he was introduced as Ken's buddy. In 1967, Midge was discontinued with a better looking doll named PJ. But that's it. No, you have to look up original Midge.
Well, there's so many different Midges.
And that's another thing, is they change the face shape. Yes, that's original Midge.
She's got like a little short bob with bangs.
Yeah, and freckles. In 1987, Midge is reintroduced in the California Dreams Barbie line. Midge also later is introduced in something called Midge and Baby Happy Family. Midge is one of the first Barbies to be pregnant.
Oh.
And we'll talk about that in a second. And really, in a really cool turn of events, Barbie is the doctor who delivers Midge's baby, and
gives,
she's also
gives Midge an abortion.
Yes. Barbie gives Midge a late term abortion. And also, Barbie is Midge's kids' teacher because they can do it all.
Wow.
Yeah. So, most controversial Barbies. And boy, is there a lot of them.
Okay.
Barbie Babysitter. Barbie Babysitter has a book which comes up in a few Barbies, which is crazy. It's a book that says how to lose weight, and then on the other side, it's other side, it says don't eat.
What? Oh my God.
Yeah, and she's wearing an apron that just says babysitter all over it.
Wow.
Yeah, and this is one of the original Barbies.
I mean, that's funny, but like,
yeah. And it there's another Barbie that has that same book. It's 2 years later, 1965, Slumber Party Barbie. And this is crazy. She comes with a robe for her sleepover. Uh-huh. She also comes with a scale that reads 110 pounds.
Oh my God, that's so fucked up.
Which is 35 pounds underweight for a 5'9 woman.
Oh my God. Is she even, isn't like her real life height would be like 6 something?
Yeah, she's very tall. 110? And she's also carrying that book that says how to lose weight, don't eat.
That's insane. That's so fucked up. No wonder we all have eating disorders. Jesus Christ.
I mean, this is alluding that what girls do at sleepovers is weigh ourselves and talk about not eating. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Then here's pregnant Midge.
Oh.
And you can see there's a hole in her belly and there's a baby in it.
I got to post that on Instagram. That's insane.
Yeah, you can just take the baby out.
I mean, it's realistic.
It's crazy. So this is one of my favorites too. It's Growing Up Skipper, and it says in the how toys are made or whatever documentary that a man this was a man's idea, and all the women were like, "This is weird."
Oh no!
So a guy's daughter was going through that period where she's starting to get boobs and she needed to look for training bras. Oh. And he was like, this is a good idea. We should make this for girls who are going through puberty. Oh. So it's a Skipper doll and it doesn't have boobs. And then when you turn its arm around, it starts growing boobs.
What? Oh, like you wind its arm and the boobs pop
out? You wind its arm up like a Jack in the Box and and boobs pop out.
Oh.
And it says, I don't hate it. Mm. Two dolls in one for twice the fun.
I mean, look, not a bad idea.
Yeah, but apparently they sold like nothing. And Teen Talk Barbie had 3 phrases, which were, will we ever have enough clothes? And I love shopping. And math class is tough.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Yeah. Then there is Totally Tattoo Barbie, which had a tramp stamp that said Ken on it.
Wait, what year?
Which is incredible.
That was like the 90s, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yes.
Wow.
Then there's Barbie Video Girl, which had a video camera in the back, which...
Like a screen?
But it was a real video camera inside the doll's chest that made the FBI worry the toy might be used to create child pornography.
What?
What?
Hold on. I mean, why specifically that? She's an actress in a bikini who dances around in the back of rap videos as Video Girl.
FBI issues alert on Barbie doll with video camera.
Oh, because does it record?
I guess.
Because I guess it would, like, kids playing with it, it would record kids playing with it, and then you could, like, watch the footage, I guess.
Oh, maybe that's what it is, yeah.
It records, though? I guess. A real working video camera.
Because there's another one that records audio, and people were afraid that it was a spy.
Ugh. Yeah, I guess giving, like, little kids a video camera is not... I don't know. You don't know what probably that footage is going to end up.
Yeah, probably not the best idea. So we talked about the one that was like, I'm bad at math and shopping's all I can do. There is something called the Barbie Liberation Organization.
Great.
Which was a group of people who switched the voice boxes of Barbies and G.I. Joes.
Oh.
So that they no longer reinforce gender stereotypes.
That's pretty amazing.
Yes. And they would do this in the factories. And then the Barbies and the G.I. Joes would actually go.
People would buy them.
To market. So, Melissa, will you click on that YouTube and it explains what the Barbie Liberation Organization does.
We're an international group of children's toys that are revolting against the companies that made us.
It's like an anonymous
video. We've turned
video.
Against our creators because they use us to brainwash kids. They build us in a way that perpetuates gender-based stereotypes. Mm-hmm. Those stereotypes have a negative effect on children's development. Mm-hmm. We have set up our own hospitals where we are carrying out corrective surgery on ourselves. Now we say things like this.
Troops, attack that Cobra tank at the command post.
No escape for the guilty. Vengeance is mine.
I donated my voice to a G.I. Joe, because they want to be free too. They don't want to say all that violent war stuff. Now he says what I used to say.
Want to go shopping? I love school, don't you? Will we ever have enough clothes?
After we finish our corrective surgery, we climb back into our cartons and are shipped to stores everywhere.
Watch carefully now as the doll leaves his hand and is placed back on the shelf. A time bomb waiting for the unsuspecting customer.
Wow.
Yeah. Which I never knew about, and I don't remember that happening.
That was, yeah, I wonder what year. 1993.
Yeah.
I want to go shopping.
I think they're still around.
That's funny. I like
G.I. Joe.
I like that they made the video making it seem like the Barbies themselves were like doing the operation.
Yeah, I know. It's a good marketing tool.
Fun. I like that.
So increasingly, after people are dissenting on what Barbie is actually like, Barbie realizes we have to create more diversity. Mm-hmm. We have to change a little bit. Mm-hmm. Everyone probably remembers that they made thick Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
In 2016,
yes.
Huge deal, yes. For people who don't have anything going on in their lives. They released three dolls, a petite, a tall, and a curvy.
Mm.
And interestingly enough, and it says something about our culture, kids did not like the curvy doll. It did not sell very well. You know, some...
You would think that parents would buy that for their kids, though.
Yes, but in a lot of focus groups, the kids would almost bully the curvy doll and call her the fat one. Yeah.
That's because if you look up the pictures of curvy Barbie, she's
like a normal
average Barbie.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. She's just muscular. She looks like healthy. Then this morning, I found something really interesting. It hasn't come out yet, but it just was in South by Southwest. Ooh. Something called Black Barbie, a documentary. It's by Liguria Davis, and it is about a woman named Beulah Mae Mitchell, and she had a 45-year career at Mattel.
Oh.
She was the aunt of the filmmaker, and she helped in the creation and evolution of the first Black Barbie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Neat.
And in 1980, they made the first Black Barbie doll. In 1968, they introduced the first Black doll, who was Barbie's friend, Christy.
Mm.
So this is from, I'm reading directly from The Independent, which has an article on Black Barbie, a documentary. I quote, a few years later in 1968, Mattel introduced its first Black doll, a friend of Barbie's named Christy. That same year, the company helped finance the Shindana Toy Company, which was formed in the wake of the Watts riots as part of Operation Bootstrap. Businesses such as Mattel were impacted and alarmed by the riots and offered financial help in the response. At the same time, The American public, and this was really interesting, was still grappling with the results of a doll test that had helped sway the Supreme Court's 1954 mm-hmm. Brown versus Board of Education decision, desegregating schools. In a powerful experiment, psychologists Kenneth and Mamie Clark had presented 253 Black children aged between 3 and 7 with both Black and white dolls. And the preference for lighter skinned dolls provided shocking early evidence of internalized racism.
Oh.
Right.
That's so interesting.
It showed the importance
Wow.
Right. It showed the importance not only of,
yeah,
you know, how horrible it was that we only had access to one type of toy, but the need Damn. For a diverse selection of toys That's that people crazy. Could play with. But sometimes diversity. Forced diversity isn't great.
Oh, boy.
And that's where we get into Barbie Flavas.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The Bratz dolls were created in 2002, 2003, I believe.
Yeah.
Due to this, Barbie's share of the fashion doll market had dropped about 70%.
Damn.
A huge amount. Yeah.
And wow.
Mattel was very fearful of that, obviously. Bratz, so they wanted cool. to create something to compete
oh, no.
with the Bratz dolls.
Oh, no.
And they created Barbie Flavas,
Ugh.
Which was a racist disaster.
Oh, no.
Their quote-unquote multi-ethnic and urban.
Ugh.
They have a hip-hop style with bling-bling jewelry no. and tattoos.
Uh-uh.
They were described as quote unquote ghetto fabulous by Newsweek.
Oh no.
If you we'll post it. If you look up Barbie Flavas, you'd be like, is this like an SNL skit?
I think one of the white Barbies has braids.
Yeah, she has braids.
No,
Chicago Tribune says that they were unimaginative stereotypes.
Yeah.
Saying that one of the dolls looks like a drug dealing pimp. That's from the Chicago Tribune. I'm not saying that. They were taken off the market after less than a year.
Wow.
Will you click on, but I will say the commercial has a good jingle.
Oh, okay.
Here will you click on the YouTube?
Yes.
Tell me what's your flavor.
Good song.
Yeah.
Flavor is always me.
Barbie's rapping.
Individuality.
You're all about flavor.
You know it.
Oh.
Now change your flavor to fit your mood. Your flavor is always true. You can collect all six of the flavors crew in street or sport. Dolls do not move on their own. Each doll sold separately.
Oh.
What's your flavor? It's giving Fanta commercial. Is what it feels like to me.
Don't you wanna Fanta?
Yeah.
Don't you wanna?
Flavor. Another Barbie disaster was Cher a Smile Becky.
Oh, no.
She was in a wheelchair, and it did not fit into the elevator of Barbie's dream house.
What are you doing? They clearly didn't have anyone on the staff who was like, differently
There's no
abled.
One diverse on the staff.
They had no diversity.
No.
What a stupid mistake.
So then what they do is they try to make Becky and her wheelchair smaller to fit into the elevator.
Oh.
And of course that causes an uproar because it's like, yeah, you're trying to change. You wish that the disability can change.
Right.
Instead of trying to adapt society to, right, exactly. It's like change the house.
Like, no, you need to change because you're different.
Right.
Terrible.
So then they make another house and the wheelchair still doesn't fit in that.
Literally, you just put the house and you put the wheelchair and you see, does it fit? Yes or no?
Right. So then they literally stop making the doll.
They stop making the wheelchair Barbie?
Yeah. I think they might have a different one now, but when they first made, they stopped making this one because they were like, we can't deal with this house situation.
Oh,
yeah.
That's worse than like just discontinuing it.
I know. They're like, oh, we're not going to deal with this, which is how the disabled community feels
right.
in general. You know, then there, much like the video Barbie, there was another disaster with Hello Barbie, which was created in 2015. It could connect to Wi-Fi and function like Siri or Alexa for kids.
Oh, no.
And parents were worried that the doll could be hacked and record private conversations.
Oh, no.
Which, like, people are so, I don't know. You, like, here on Oprah, like, cover your webcam. Everyone's listening to you. I mean, are they? I don't know. I just don't care enough. I'm not that interested.
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, I don't care. I'm not divulging any like secrets from like the CIA or saying any personal information. Like,
what are they gonna do? Like, hear me talking to my dogs and be like, "Hi, stinky butt. Hello, stinky butt.
Did you poop?" Yeah,
like the FBI. Like the Russians are gonna get a hold of that. Barbie has obviously had a huge influence on society, so I'm gonna close it with this. We are plastic surgery enthusiasts.
Sure.
And so I found some articles about people whose whole life is dedicated to getting plastic surgery to look like Barbie.
Okay.
Yeah. There's one woman too hot to work after $135,000 in Barbie surgery.
I get it.
She says she can't get a regular job because men can't behave around a hot girl like her. I get, that's why I have to podcast.
Yeah, that's why we can't have.
Yeah, I can't be seen in public. Men can't behave around a hot girl like me.
Yeah.
22-year-old model Barbara Luna Sipo. She's from Budapest, Hungary.
Is that a real name, Barbara? You'd think she would change it to Barbie.
Oh, that's a great point. I bet that's not a real name.
Yeah.
She's undergone 10 surgeries, including a breast augmentation to 34F.
Oh.
To try to look like Barbie. And now, you know, she's a web model.
Yeah.
Because she used to be a receptionist, but she says her aura and her charisma drove men crazy.
I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it.
And if you look at pictures of her,
she looks like Barbie.
Yeah, it's bananas. Then there is another woman. I've had 43 cosmetic procedures to become a Barbie doll lookalike, but critics say I look like a zombie.
Oh, no.
Dahlia Neem, 29. I can't believe this woman is 29. She's lying, right?
Oh.
Dubbed as Iraqi Barbie. Oh, wow. Look at her before and after.
How old is she?
It says 29, but I'm not buying it.
Oh, she looks more like a Bratz doll.
She does look like a Bratz. Her nose is Michael Jackson-like. Her lips, I don't even know how to explain what these lips are.
Explain the lips. They're tall.
Yeah, they're she has injections, but they're tall, not wide.
They're tall, not wide. And her eyebrows are very thick.
And arched.
Angular.
In a line, though.
Yeah.
Wow. So, and I remember that there was a one on a guy, too, on that MTV show. Do you remember?
That MTV show,
what was it?
What
MTV show am I thinking of?
That was I Want a Famous Face.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
2004.
Human Ken Doll.
True Life, I'm Having a New Plastic Surgery, maybe? Yeah, one of those.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Human Ken Doll Rodrigo Alves comes out as transgender, now identifies as Barbie.
Wow.
I mean, mazel tov, but so she's gotten...
Oh, wait, I've seen this person.
Surgery. Yeah, she looks like Barbie now.
Oh, Jessica Alves or Elves, Brazilian British television personality. Wait, prior to her transition, she was referred to as a human Ken doll. I mean, good. You could be whoever you want to be with plastic surgery.
And I think that that's really what... The message that Barbie sends, Melissa, and thank you for saying that, is, and I'm really glad that you took that away from this episode, is you can be
whoever you want to be.
You can be an astronaut. You can be a doctor. You can be a model. You can be pregnant, a babysitter. If you want to lose weight, don't eat. Weigh 110 pounds. Do whatever it is that you'd like to do. And that is the Barbie dream.
The Barbie dream.
And the American dream. Melissa, if people want to share what Barbie means to them.
Yeah, you got any, where did can you they have reach Barbies? Us? What was your favorite Barbie? Did you have the knockoff Barbies because you were too poor to afford them like me? What a, you can
no,
email
but
us.
Actually, you know what I would do actually with my Barbies, and my parents talked about this at my sweet 16.
Make them is, do 69.
No, it was actually kind of worse and more sad.
Oh, no.
Is for those of you who don't know, I grew up in Pacific Palisades in Malibu, mm-hmm. which are kind of like more affluent areas in Los Angeles. And apparently with my Barbies, I would take them all to the plastic surgeon.
What?
I would line them all up in the plastic surgeon's waiting room, and I would like draw on them like what I wanted to do to their bodies.
Wait, how old were you when you did this?
I guess like young, probably like 9 or 10. But I guess, and I would, my mom, because I guess my mom came in on me once and I was playing with all my Barbies and they were all naked. And my mom was like, what are you doing? Because like some of them had like towels over their bodies and like marks on them. And I was like, oh, I'm playing Barbie plastic surgeon.
How I did you like watch TV shows about plastic surgery, or how did you even know about?
No, my mom had had a few trips to El Doctor.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Just like their waist making it just a little slim.
Yeah, just like a facelift.
Giant and
like
boobs. Their yeah. lips are all big. Wow.
What about you?
I remember I had some, I feel like I only had maybe one actual like brand name Barbie, but I had a lot of like random dolls. I don't know. I didn't really like playing with Barbies that much.
Yeah. You know what I have now for some reason is my Trolls. Oldest brother for my birthday gave me Elton John Barbie.
Huh? What are you going to do
yeah,
with that?
Yeah, they do these celebrity Barbies now. Oh. I have a Frida Kahlo Barbie and an Elton John Barbie.
Who's buying an Elton John Barbie?
My brother, I guess, for me. It's Barbie. Hold on, I'll send you a picture right now. It's Barbie dressed as Elton John.
What? That's even weirder.
It's like the weirdest thing you've ever seen. Oh, this picture is actually really funny. It's actually kind of sick now that I look at it. It's still in the box.
Is it just like,
I mean,
sparkly?
It's not worth anything.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, now that I'm looking at it, I actually
love
really
that
like it.
Barbie, actually.
Yeah, I actually really like
that's
it.
That's really cool. They got the glasses with the stars on the side.
Yeah, and like a weird hat.
I mean, that's pretty
like
cool.
A jumpsuit kind of thing.
How do I buy that?
Yeah, she's wearing platforms. Right, yeah, she's pretty cool, actually.
Okay, well.
All right.
That's the end
well,
of that.
Thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget, reach for the stars. And math is hard. I'm Allie Midge. No, actually, I'm Allie Build Lily Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Midge Stetton.
And that's all, folks.
Bye.
Original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.